This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Political parties have intensified their efforts for the formation of a government after announcement of results for the Lok Sabha elections. The BJP-led NDA has secured absolute majority in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections by winning 292 seats. Results of all 543 Lok Sabha seats have been declared. The BJP alone has secured 240 seats. Telugu Desam won 16 seats and JDU 12. The INDIA bloc has bagged 233 seats. Others have won 18 seats in the lower house of parliament. The Congress secured 99 seats, Samajwadi Party got 37 seats, while Trinamool Congress 29. DMK managed to win 22 seats. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is scheduled to meet in the capital today to chalk out future course of action to form the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the third consecutive term. Speaking to media, Lok Jan Shakti Party leader Chirag Paswan has said that Union Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated him for his party's performance in the Lok Sabha elections and also mentioned about NDA meeting scheduled for today. Mr. Paswan said that he will take part in this meeting. Telugu Desam Party TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu held a press conference at his residence in Amravati in Andhra Pradesh this morning before leaving for Delhi to attend the NDA meeting. Mr. Naidu thanked the people of the state for giving TDP a historic victory. He reiterated that this victory is the combined efforts of TDP, Janasena and the BJP. He also said that NDA will usher in prosperity for Andhra Pradesh. JDU President and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, along with close aide Rajiv Ranjan Singh, alias Lalit Singh, and other associates also left Patna for New Delhi this morning to take part in the NDA meeting. LJP Ram Livas Chief Chirag Paswan will also attend the meeting. Meanwhile, in INDIA block meeting is also scheduled to be held in the national capital this evening. The meeting is expected to take place at Congress President Mallikarjun Khadge's residence. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is also reaching Delhi from Patna to attend the INDIA block meeting. Global leaders have extended their congratulations to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party for securing a third consecutive victory in the Lok Sabha elections. Leaders from Italy, Mauritius, Bhutan, Nepal, Maldives and Sri Lanka congratulated the Prime Minister on his win. In a social media post, President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe, while extending his felicitations to the PM, conveyed his determination to further strengthen the partnership with India. He acknowledged the successful completion of the world's largest democratic exercise with enthusiastic participation from the people of India. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Sherin Tobgye, also expressed anticipation in working closely with Prime Minister Modi to further enhance relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi today planted a sapling at the Buddha Jayanti Park in New Delhi under Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign organized on the occasion of World Environment Day. This campaign aims to be a one-of-its-kind mass movement to plant crores of trees across the country. Union Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav and Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena were also present with him. Union Cabinet meeting is underway at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence in New Delhi. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Rajnath Singh and other Cabinet Ministers are present in the meeting. The meeting comes a day after NDA's victory in the Lok Sabha polls. It is expected that discussions regarding staking claim to form new government at the centre will be held during the meeting. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over northwestern parts of the country for the next 4 to 5 days. The heatwave conditions with reduced intensity are likely to continue in isolated pockets over parts of northwest and east India during the same period. In cricket, India will take on Ireland in their first group stage match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian time. Team India is coming back on the back of a 60-run win over Bangladesh in their only warm-up game at the same venue on Saturday. India have not won the T20 World Cup since the inaugural edition in 2007. And that is the end of this news bulletin.